بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We move on to the book that deals with prayer. As we finished most of the things that we need to know about purity, so we are now in the state of purity. We know the conditions of Salah. So we would like to be introduced to the book that deals with Salat and how to perform it, the things related to it, such as the times, the type, the format, and the things that we're not supposed to do when we want to pray. Hadith number 46, hadith of Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him. And who would give us the honor to read it? Yes, brother.
In Al-Bukhari and Muslim, on the authority of Abi Umar, Ash-Shaybani, Sa'd ibn Ilyas said, "It has been reported to me by the one who lives in that house that I asked the Messenger of Allah."
Who is the one that lives in that house?
Abdullah ibn Mas'ud.
Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. So this is one of the tabi'een. He's saying that this man living in this house, who is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. So now the hadith is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Go ahead.
"That I asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which deed is dearest to Allah? He replied, to offer salah at the stated fixed time. I asked, what is the next in goodness? He replied, to be kind and obedient to your parents. I asked, what is the next in goodness? To participate in jihad in Allah's cause. Abdullah added, these were told to me by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and if I had asked more, he would have told me more."
Very well. Now this hadith indicates to us that there are deeds more preferred and loved by Allah than others. And I believe this is clear. So no one claims that all deeds are alike, as we know that no one believes that all sins are alike. We have major sins, we have minor sins, we have sins that Allah would never forgive, and we have sins that it is up to Allah to forgive or not to forgive. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is one in so many companions, may Allah be pleased with them all, who would always approach the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam for knowledge. So many hadiths we have companions coming to the Prophet and say, advise me. Tell me how I can be with you in paradise. Tell me how I can do things that please Allah. For example, one comes to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and he tells him, advise me. And the Prophet says, do not become angry. So he says, advise me more. And the Prophet continues to say, do not become angry, do not become angry, do not get angry. Which means that this was the best advice to be given to that man. Can we carry this advice to someone who is a tolerant and patient person when he comes for advice? No. And that is why people come to the Prophet ﷺ and say, what is the best of deeds? He says, to give money to the poor when you are in need. Why? Because the Prophet, he felt that this man is a little bit stingy. He doesn't pay sadaqah. When he went to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud asked, what is the best deed? The Prophet said, to pray on time. Others would, the Prophet answered them differently. Why? Because the Prophet was answering people depending on their status. So the first thing is, and this is what we need the hadith for in the chapter that deals with prayer, the best deeds at the side of Allah is to pray on time. Now, does this come in line with our daily routine or not? Seriously, do we pray on time as a priority? I've seen so many practicing people, and this happens a lot with those who are involved in this dunya. I've seen practicing people with long beards, mashallah, following the sunnah. When it comes to a business meeting, they postponed the prayer with the jama'ah. I used to pass by them in the offices and say, it's time for prayer, we're going for jama'ah. I go and pray and come back and they're still in the, on their meeting tables. And they're all Muslims. So if I ask them, why did you do this? He said, we had something to finish. Couldn't that thing wait for you? So many people in their shops, in their companies, in their work, they find it easy to waste half an hour or 45 minutes of the prayer time and to pray it later on. Are they following the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud? Definitely not. But they complain. We have a lot of things to do. We have lots of work to do. It was reported once that a businessman in his mid-40s was supposed to pick up his father, who's in his mid-60s, to take him somewhere. So he gave him an appointment at 11 o'clock in the morning. And that businessman went early morning to his company, meetings after meeting, doing this, signing papers, and without knowing, he found out that he was late. So he rushed to the car and went to his father's house. Being late a whole hour, the father was waiting outside the door in the sun. And he was furious. The son came out and apologized, I'm sorry, wallahi, I didn't know. The father did not accept his apology and said, get into the car. Yes, but I'm afraid, get into the car and shut up. So the businessman went behind the wheel. The father came in. He told him, drive. Where to, father? Shut up and drive. The man was intimidated. He was afraid. Turn right, go left, straight ahead, until they came to the graveyard. And then the businessman thought this was his end. He was really afraid. And the father said, get out of the car and walk. Where to? Walk and do not speak. So the man walked until they were in the middle of the graveyard. And then the father looked at his son and said, look around you. What do you see? And the man looked around him and did not see anything. He said, all of these dead people, had any one of them died after finishing all of his work? Or all of them died with work unfinished? He said, no, they all died with work unfinished. He said, my son, work never finishes, but your life does. So what is your priority? If salat is your priority, you're in paradise. This is a transitional period. You live 60 years, 70 years, 100 years, and then it's forever paradise or forever in hell. So what is your priority as a Muslim? It is your prayer. If you do not offer the prayer as Allah wants it, on the time that Allah wants it, in the place that Allah wants it, then learn that what you're doing is all in vain. I feel sorry for brothers who look to be practicing and ignore salah in the masjid. I've never seen people praying or careful to pray in the masjid except those who we call deviant and innovative, those who have innovations, Ahlul Bid'ah. They pray in the masjid, mashallah. And us, Ahlul Sunnah, no, we have enough credit. I think I can skip prayer in the masjid for about 3-4 weeks, and then I'll do something good in this. This is wrong. Priority is for your prayer. So this hadith clearly explains it. There is another narration by Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet said, the most preferred and loved deeds to Allah is praying at the beginning of the time. Not on time, at the beginning on time. So the minute you hear the adhan, you pray. Of course, with the exception of Isha prayer, which we will come to discuss, that the sunnah is to delay it when this is possible. The second thing is to honor your parents. And honoring them means to obey them and to respect them. And you will find in so many places in the Quran where Allah Azza wa Jal follows the instruction of worshiping Him alone by obeying and honoring your parents. And let us look at the Muslims nowadays. How do they treat their parents? I know, and I've seen this a lot, that people are disrespectful to their parents. And by Allah, any Muslim who is disrespectful to his parents, he is not considered to be a good Muslim. He's one of the worst Muslims. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, and this hadith is in Al-Adab Al-Mufrad of Bukhari. He saw a man walking with another man. So he spoke to the younger one, and he said, who is this? He said, he's my father. He said, if he's your father, never walk in front of him, and never sit before him, and never call him by his name. Now, do we have children like this? Yes, we do. But we have a lot of children who do not care about this. You'd find people walking in front of their fathers, going into the shop before their father, instead of respecting the father and letting him first. Many times you find the father and his son going into the house. The first thing the son does is lie on the couch. And not only that, when we get guests coming to visit us, what would the son do? Would sit like a guest instead of going and pouring the coffee and giving the tea and doing the hospitality. No, he's sitting with the guest. I'm the father is the one who's doing the job. And do not call him by his name. Wallahi, I've seen this live in front of me. People calling their father, his father's name is Abdullah. He says, Abdullah, why are you doing this? Abdullah is his father. And even worse, some of them would call him old man. So when he talks to his father, he says, old man, you shouldn't do this. Maybe you'll hurt yourself. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. This is the greatest sin that a person could do to his parents. I believe we have a break. So stay tuned, inshallah. We'll be right back.